Hello everyone, welcome to our class, the 5e Audio Sponsor. Today we will be discussing about a few topics that we learned about in class, starting off with a quiz about our favorite Norman king, William the Conqueror.
Welcome to our quiz about William the Conqueror. First question, when was William the Conqueror born and where?
Oh, I know. He was born in 1027 in Normandy.
Yes, that's correct. Well done. Second question, when William became Duke of Normandy?
Oh, I know. He became the Duke of Normandy at the age of 9.
No, that's incorrect. Patrick, do you know the answer?
Let me think. He became the Duke of Normandy at the age of 8.
Yes, that's correct. Third question. Why was he so important?
Because he is one of the most famous kings in England. Thanks to him, French became the official language during almost 3 centuries.
Thank you, Saria. And now we have to decide who is the winner. The winner of this quiz is Patrick. Congratulations, we just booked you a flight to Normandy where you can see the Bayeux Museum. You will be able to see the famous Bayeux tapestry which tells the story of the Battle of Hastings.
Great job, Patrick. Now, here's a question I have prepared myself. Hadi, what's your favorite country?
My favorite country has got to be Ireland. I love the tradition and culture. Actually, my peers Ella and Leon would like to tell us about the traditional sports in the land of emeralds, saints and scholars. Go ahead, lady.
Hey, Leon, what did you think of the video in English class today? Did you understand anything?
Yes, hurling seems like a very physical and aggressive sport.
Yes, I didn't really like it.
I liked it. It seems like a sport to be very committed about.
Well, I have played it more than once since it's an Irish sport and my grandparents and me used to live in Ireland.
Did you like it?
Not really, but I went to a match once and met a famous hurling player, the same one they talked about in the video.
Oh my god, you met Lee Chin!
Yes, he is a very committed player and he trains a lot.
And he follows a very strict and difficult diet. I could never do that. So I didn't really understand the GAA. Could you explain it?
It's the Gaelic Athletic Association. It's to promote traditional sport, culture, and the Irish language. It's mainly hurling and Gaelic football.
Do they pay you if you join? I'm interested.
No, it is 100% volunteering, so not even the top players get paid.
Does it have a part in Irish history?
Yes, in the late 19th century, the GAA was created. In 1916, Irish nationalists rebelled against the British government. But then, after the Civil War, Ireland split into 2 countries, the Irish Free State and Northern Ireland.
Okay, thank you so much, Ella.
You're welcome. Let's go.
Amazing. I would love to try out hurling one day. Speaking of Ireland, my dear friend Leo was there visiting during the winter break. I bet you would love to tell us about Christmas season over there. We're all ears.
Hey guys.
Hi, how was your flight?
It was tiring, but I really enjoyed my trip.
Did you learn some interesting things there?
Yes, especially about Christmas.
Ooh, that's interesting. Could you tell us any information about the Christmas traditions there in Ireland?
Of course, what do you want to know? The food, the events?
What do you do a few days before Christmas?
On December 8th, usually go shopping and we put up our Christmas tree.
Nice! What about on Christmas Day?
I heard that in the morning, a few brave people go swimming in the ice-cold water.
That's right!
And for the food, what do you eat for Christmas dinner?
On Christmas dinner, we eat some turkey and some potatoes with it.
What about dessert? For me, it's the best part of the dinner.
Me too! I would also like to know.
Well, we eat a very delicious Christmas cake. Would you like to know about the drinks?
Sure.
We have a festive pint, which is a can of beer.
Oh, well, I guess that's all we need to know. Goodbye.
Bye.
Interesting. Since you mentioned the winter break more than Christmas was celebrated, the New Year's was right around the corner. I wonder if anyone has prepared anything for the upcoming year.
Oh, yes. I have a guest that has prepared future projects for 2024. Dash ahead, Laura.
Yes, we have lots of things coming up.
Like important women of English-speaking countries.
Anything else?
Yes, and I think we'll be watching a movie about it.
Which movie?
Oh, that's a secret.
Thank you so much for listening to our radio show. Hope you enjoyed and see you next time.